topic today is think like Jesus thought. Thinking like Jesus. If a church is to progress, it is important for the congregation to be on one mind, the same accord. We cannot move forward and do the things of God if we are not in unison in our thought and our belief. How can two walk lest they agree?
Amen.
So we were conscious that you, in order for you to be an effective member of a congregation, or even in a family, we have to be in unison. People who are in unison seem to be able to be more effective in whatever their goals are. People who are in unison. So we as Christians, the only thing that we have in common is Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
How we believe in him and what he demands of us. We have that in common. Every Christian should know that certain things in life are disobedient to God. That's what we're supposed to know, because we are in unison. Now when we have that, we are thinking like Jesus. If we don't have that, we cannot be thinking like Jesus thought. When you were young folks and we were in sports and stuff like that, in order for a team to be successful, you had to have people striving for the same goals. Your baseball team, your basketball team, whatever, it cannot function and with true success unless everybody pulls.
Yeah.
That's the word team means. Team means a unison of groups of people. Well, if that goes for the area outside of your life in, you know, sports or even your job. You know, the boss says, do this, and he got somebody that's doing that. But yet you say, no, I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna do what I want to do. Then you're gonna have a bad problem getting forward, moving the business.
Yeah.
But some people still, that's how they operate. He ain't telling me what to do. I'm my own. But they're employing you. They tell you what to do and you don't want to do it.
Well,
you're not on one floor with your job, and sooner or later, you'll be looking for another job. Paul says here in verse 2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. In other words, make me happy. I'm going to be happy because you are all on one accord. Now, why did this come about? Epaphroditus went to Rome to tell Paul that there was problems in the church. Paul's in prison now. He's in prison, and he got some people that are fighting against each other. He left a very strong church in Philippians. But now it's under turmoil because you got somebody who doesn't want to agree and work together.
Amen.
You know, no matter how much it is, you can't have two leaders.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody has to be in charge. And some people have a problem with that.
Amen.
Two leaders. You can't have, you know, you go into a church where there's a problem of pastors conflicting. I've heard of this in churches that one split up and they want to come together to become one. They have a problem. Because, see, one has said, well, these are my people. They're my people. Well, wait. Until you become unison, you cannot move a church.
Amen.
So Paul is finding out that in Philippians, that's what was happening. These leaders were conflicting. It wasn't the people, it was the leaders.
Wow.
And he said, make me happy and do what you're supposed to do. Being of one accord and of one mind. One mind. That's what the Christian has to be. We have to be unison in how we try to do the works of the Lord. When we try to go and feed the hungry, the whole congregation, even though everybody doesn't go, but everybody's praying for that to be successful.
That's right.
Everybody doesn't have to cook the food. We do what we can to help the person that are going to food. We all contribute to make the goal to be successful. But you got to have a mind like Jesus thought. You can't put yourself in high regard. Now look at this. He says in verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Vainglory is excessive me.
All right, now, sir.
I mean, look at me, y'all. Ain't I somebody?
Well,
but see, that some people don't have an humble bone in their body.
That's true.
There's no meekness with them. They got to be heard and heard loudly. They cannot just bow down and say, okay, is this vain? Somebody's in charge.
All right now.
And I'm not that person. I'm here.
That's right.
I'm so glad we are able here at Solid Rock. And this has been our mantra. We have been able to move forward in unison because of the meekness of the people of God. That's what we have been able to do. And I tell you, that's a difficult thing for some churches to get through. They're always in battlement doing that. But if you think like Jesus thought, you're going to be able to get results that are positive. He says this, but in verse 3, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. In lowliness of mind. In other words, I appreciate what you're doing.
Amen.
You appreciate what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. We appreciate each other. Lowliness. We don't. I'm no more important than you are.
All right, now, sir.
This is God's work. All of us have to be meek and humble because God is the one who's being glorified.
All right, now.
But if we put ourselves in head of that,
come on, man,
we cannot be successful in our goals and in our mission work to try to help other people. Can't do it. It's very, very difficult. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, I might have my own situations I deal with, but let me help you on yours.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to help you to be successful in what you're doing in life? Think about it. You know, we didn't get to get this thing off the ground with the Colonial School District. And it was, you know, there were some people who was striving for us to get it done in the school district. But there were some who said, I don't care who you are, and I ain't got nothing to do with you.
My Lord.
Let me say this. There's a secretary, and I don't even know her name now, over here at McCullough School. Everybody's everywhere in the district telling me, go forward, Reverend Hall. We're with you.
All right, all right.
But this lady did not want it, and she convinced her principal. We ain't got to worry about that, so let's don't leave open our door.
My Lord.
And now she's the secretary, but she's a long-standing person in the district, so she carries some weight. And so I was surprised that she was able to push the principal, because he's the one that has to make sure that the students' grades are successful, because he's being evaluated on how well his students do.
Yeah.
So this was a math program that we were going to be using at this school. And I told him very clearly, I said, they told me, said, well, why don't you go to George Reed? I said, I want it where the kids can walk. The kids I work with can walk to McCullough.
Yeah.
So let us go there. And no, we ain't going to be bothered with you. And it made it very, I left there with a hurt heart. Because what it told me was, you are about you, and not about these kids. Even though you say it, you ain't about these kids now.
Yeah.
You know that woman in there, none of you are about these kids. That's a hard-hearted person there. And they know that most of the kids, especially the males, many of them were failing. Have failed this year, and they're pushing them off. And they don't even care. I'm saying that's the kind of hard-heartedness that those who don't want to work together, those who don't want no unison.
Mama.
Even our association sent us money for this. Now we're going to bring it out and use it in the fall, but I'm just trying to tell you, there were others that they're not even in the state. They're out of state.
See?
And they sent for us to help to do this for these young people.
Mama.
I'm saying we were dealing with some hard-hearted people who do not want to be in no kind of unison. And man, I tell you, it makes you say, somebody needs to say something to you. I don't have the words to say it to you.
Yeah.
Because my words are limited.
Yeah.
I got a vocabulary that's limited by Jesus.
Amen.
But you need somebody who don't do so, that has other words to tell you what you need to know. Help me, Jesus. I can't say it. But the Bible said that's a man thinking, so is he. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. My. Man, I'm glad I'm a Christian. Because I would have told that woman something that day. I would have spoken other tongues. My.
My Lord.
Look what he says. Let this mind, verse 5, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, there's a lot of people who don't believe in the Trinity. They don't believe that Jesus is God. But this scripture here says he was in the form of God. You and I are not in the form of God. So what does this mean that he's in the form of God? It means he has God qualities that you and I don't have. There's something about Jesus that makes him a compare and identify with Christ. The one that always gets me is how these many people who don't believe that Jesus is God. What do you say when the scripture says, in the beginning
was the Word?
That's right. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. How do you handle that if you say that it's not Jesus? And Jesus is not God. And then the scripture said, let us. Who is us? Who's the scripture talking about? Let us make man. So God and Jesus here are together. The Word and God are together, and they made man. Well, you see, the Word was spoken. The spoken Word made man. The Bible even said that He made man out of the dust of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
He spoke him into existence. He made him who he was because that man Jesus. And that God together are one, but yet they are individual. That's a hard thing to grasp.
Yeah.
We believe the Trinity.
Yeah.
God the Father,
Son.
God the Son,
and the Holy
God
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And that's a problem for some people.
Yeah.
They can't grab that one and they say, well, it don't make sense to me, so I don't believe you, no matter what. But made himself of no reputation.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
There you
we'll
go.
Put that there.
Yeah, yeah.
He thought it not robbery. In other words, see, if you and I try to make ourselves equal with God, that's thievery.
Yeah.
We're robbing. But he thought it not robbery to be equal with God because he was God.
Yes.
So he could do that. I mean, when they look at this scripture, how do they ignore this? And say that they don't belong together like that. Something wrong with some people. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation. In other words, he himself.
Yes.
He didn't go and exalt, hey, look, y'all, you got chickens hurt, but you know who I am? He made himself of no reputation.
Yes.
He minimized himself. Watch this. And took upon him the form of a servant.
That's it.
Yeah.
He took the form of a servant.
Yeah.
He became a servant for mankind. Because the scripture said, except the blood, the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
My Lord.
Somebody's blood had to be shed.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, here am I.
Here am I.
I'm ready. I'm ready to die for a sinner. Like Wendell Hall when he comes along.
Go ahead, sir.
Hallelujah. Look when he died. Gave me a chance for eternal life. Look what he died.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He said, and was made in the likeness of men. This is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that we worship. That's why, look what the scripture goes on to say. Verse 9, I'm not going to be long. It says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him. And giving him a name which is above
every
name.
Come on.
Ain't nobody's name like Jesus. Jesus is the author of the ministry of our faith. He's our Savior, our God. He's everything to me. Thank you. Oh, my, my.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Let that in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess.
There it is.
That Jesus is Lord. Somebody stop.
Amen. Amen.
How do they ignore this stuff and say not that he is not who he is? I don't get it. This is just a passage of clear scripture that Jesus is God.
Yes, Lord.
And you ignore it and then tell everybody this. I don't know the man's name, but he's in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He pastors a church there. He comes on TV. I have a religious channel.
Uh-huh.
And so I get to hear different preachers. Sometimes it gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
But I still listen to him. And I don't know why. This man from Alabama.
Go ahead.
He's strong in what he believes. He said, yeah, people talk about three gods. We don't talk about three gods. We don't say it's one God. But he is in the form of three individual entities. Why can't he say this? And he goes on and talks about this and gets said you're false. He calls us false people and all this stuff. I said, man, you don't see the truth. So I send him something on my text. He ain't calling back. I've been waiting for him, man. Because he's wrong. I don't know what's going on with him. They give you the email right there and I send it to him. But he don't come back to me. I want him to know the truth.
He don't
want to answer to this. You got to deal with that crazy stuff. And see, that's the lack of the church being in unison. Having the same mind of Christ.
Yeah.
They got a different mind than you and I.
Yeah.
Because their hearts have been not changed. The Bible clearly says that if we don't honor Christ, you can't honor God.
Amen.
You got to honor Jesus. No man can go to the Father
except
through the Son.
That's right.
You got to go through Jesus.
Got to.
And you got to give him the credit that he deserves.
Yes,
so you can't go through Jesus and say, well, he's a good servant. I'm going to. No. You got to honor him in the position that he's in.
That's right.
He's a part of the Godhead.
Come on now.
That's what he is. The Godhead.
Mm-hmm.
He's a part of the Godhead.
Amen.
How do you get to be a part of the Godhead except you're God?
Come on.
Divinity has to be in you.
Yes.
That's right.
Come on and help me, somebody. Stop
That's right.
This crazy madness we're dealing with. And I'm going to close this. 13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will
and to
do of his good pleasure.
Come on.
God works in us.
Go ahead, sir.
If he didn't, we'd be in trouble.
He works in us.
Come on.
Brother Phil, give me a note. Give me a little bit of music, a little bit. Just so they hit it there. See, now, God can work with me all day and all night. And he would hear that sound. because I'm not prepared to do that. But the same way is people are not prepared for God to use their life because he can't do nothing with unless you yield to him first, succumb to him, let him be the author of your faith, let him guide you, then he can make you make sweet music. I can't do that. That's given to him. That's his gift. Each one of us, God has given us a gift. And we got to find out what that gift is and let God use us in the operation of that gift. Because that gift is made to glorify God.
That's right.
He gave it to you to exalt him. We lift him up in our gifts. We lift him up in ministry. We lift him up in all that we do. We lift him up, Jesus.
Yes.
He's getting the glory of our lives.
Yes, yes.
That's what he's getting.
Yes,
he doesn't lead you into false gifts. He doesn't lead you to false gifts. He doesn't lead you to a gift that does not glorify him. He gives you things. Now look, even as a mother of a child, God helps that mother to be the best mother.
Yes, Lord.
She can be.
Hallelujah.
God does that.
Yes, he does.
That's why a man was not made to be a mother of a child.
That's right.
So when you see these odd couples
my.
Nurturing children,
yes,
all that crazy stuff, it is depriving the child of the gifts of a motherhood that this child is not getting because of this hard-minded, hard-hearted, this deceiving, desperate, wicked. Oh my, stop it. I'm saying, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And yet they think they're doing everything right. They're wrong. You're living a lie. God is not using you to nurture that child. Now, if a man is married and his wife deceases him and he's got a child that he's got to do.
He's got to do the best he can.
But God doesn't put a whole lot of situations together like that. But these men, all these, especially these movie stars, having these children on TV, our baby, our this and our that. Man, I tell you, you a man that I like to meet in the boxing ring. That's not good at all. That's not good. But I'm just saying, they're weird. They're wicked. They're outside of God. They have no ways of God. And yet, we are to love, well, we love the person, but not the sin.
That's right.
Amen.
We love the person. And that's what we have to keep in mind. We have to love. It's like and I'm closing. I remember we had a man come here one time, piano, in his own ways. He asked me, he said, I don't see you have a piano player here. I said, but I'm willing and I can fill your choir box up. That's what he told me. I can fill your choir box up. I said, are there people like you? He said, you got something against it? I said, yes, I do. So he did this to me.